It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross. They are your questions and his answers. It is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, you can join the 409 tailgate crew for the Ohio State tailgate Friday night at the GoPSURV.com lot. They're having a great barbecue and wine evening featuring tailgate wine and wings special. You can also pre-order your tailgate wine and pick it up at the 409 Tailgate Club tailgate by calling 570-204-4478. I've worked with you enough. You have that. Like, I have something to say, Ross. You good?
No, I'm good.
All right. I misread it. Sorry. Don't forget, the listener whose question is deemed number one by you, Ross, this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rub sauces and a tailgate with honor apron. It was interesting listening to you guys chat about all the food and the tailgate and the RVs, because you're going up for the Wisconsin game.
Yeah, can't wait.
Little lit off of that game, maybe, eh?
Something a little bit new Andrew's offering this week. Kabasi off the grill. Great sandwiches, Andrew.
Yeah.
I knew that would get you.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls. All right, let's start. Let's go to Micah in Nether Providence. That's next to Media in Delaware County. After two games, which non-starter on either side of the ball are you most excited about and why? I feel great about the freshmen and sophomores. After rewatching the second half of the Pitt game, I thought Jonathan Sutherland, even though it was garbage time, his hit and causing a fumble was filthy. Across the field, who do you think it is for you, Ross? Keep up the good work, too, Andy and Bob.
Who's this person?
It is Micah in Nether Providence. That's next to Media in Delaware County.
I'm glad that they did that, because I would not have known where that is. That's Pennsylvania, by the way, Andy.
Yes, thank you.
So he wants me to talk about freshman or sophomore.
Which non-starter on either side of the ball are you most excited about and why?
Non-starter. Well, I wouldn't say Jonathan Sutherland. I'm pretty excited about the Awe kid.
Jason Owe.
Yeah, Owe, whatever. I don't know how you say his last name. O-W-E-H.
Yes.
Fast is how I say his last name. So I think that was pretty exciting. I think you have to be excited about Micah Parsons, clearly.
Not a starter.
I'm really impressed by, like, McPherson and Johnson and some of their backup corners.
Their corners are so deep.
Their coverage has been excellent.
Outstanding.
I feel like they really miss John Reed that much.
I kind of was, like, shuffling my shoulders.
It's kind of weird.
I mean, he's only had three quarters out of 12 after missing a whole season.
Does Tariq Castro Field still count as a backup?
No.
According to the official Penn State depth chart, he is. But no. That's a
starter. Let me see it real quick, Jim.
I was using a technicality to include him. Really liked him. Could I throw in Freiermuth also?
He's a starter, I would
Isn't
say.
Isn't he their starting tight end now?
I think he's their starting tight end.
I think he should be.
I don't know what their depth chart says, but
well,
he's...
If we're going
well,
by...
it says or now. He made it up to an or for the tight end position.
I might throw a Sean Clifford in there. Sean Clifford's looked pretty good. Done some good things.
I'm gonna win a few
I think there should be a quarterback controversy.
Yeah, right. All right, let's keep moving. Let's go to Matt in Twinsburg, Ohio. He says, hey, Ross, is it possible that some previously well-thought-of veterans like Cole Farmer and John Reed, speaking of John Reed, could lose their starting spots to younger players like Micah Parsons and Tariq Castro Fields, who have performed pretty well early on? Or is that experience just too valuable? Thanks.
Yes, it's possible.
Yeah.
I think it might even happen. I mean, Koa started the last game, right?
He started every game.
I think wasn't Micah in like the second possession, I think?
Yeah, or? I think what we need to do here, and I'm going to teach everybody something real quick. Starting doesn't matter. Number of snaps is what matters.
Right.
Right? So out of respect for a fifth-year guy, and because they want to rotate guys anyway and keep Micah humble, I think they'll keep starting Cole Farmer. But look how many snaps each one of them plays. Look what the rotation is. Does anybody do that? Does anybody website do that? We need to get Pickle on that. I want snap counts for every single Penn State player. Kent State game would have been a fun one to keep track of.
Occasionally I've seen it, but every time I looked during the Kent State game, it seemed like Micah was in the game.
That's what I'm saying.
I would say 2 out of 3 snaps went to Micah in Kent State, and the second half of the Pitt game, I would say it was the same.
The flip side of that, I would say, is they probably don't want to get Koa hurt or Jan Johnson hurt or these guys hurt, and you know, Micah's the one that needs the experience. Lucade is the one that needs the experience. Koa doesn't really need to be out there in the against Kent State. Right, so that's part of it too. So I don't think that those guys will lose their starting job. John Reed might, just because they might just have him be the nickelback.
Right.
I don't know if and he's guys a starter or not, but Castro Fields, I don't picture Castro Fields and Amani coming off the field at all. So I think, John Reed has already lost his job as a starting outside corner, and he'll just be their nickel.
All right, let's go to Chris in State College. He said, explain the pictogram offense play calling if you can, please. And then on the sidelines, there could be a board with a Kit Kat bar, Kanye West, a croissant, maybe even Daffy Duck. What the heck does this mean in the play calling system, if you know? Thanks.
So I've asked people about this. Sometimes it means something. Sometimes it means nothing. And a lot of times it just means one thing, right? Like, so there's one variable. And that play tells them, because they might still sign something in, but then that board tells them the one extra variable on the play. But I never was in that offense. I don't know a whole lot about that. I've heard a lot of times it means nothing.
Yeah, I think the red hats and the signal callers are also an interesting dynamic with the combo of the two, you know, the quarterbacks that are wearing.
Right, there's three of them, yeah, and they're all doing stuff so fast, correct, blah, 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 and you look over and you don't know which one's which. And
the guys with the red hat, if there's three of them doing it, is it like, okay, one of them is actually calling in the play,
correct,
and the other two are just...
Yes, making it so that if you're trying to steal signals, it makes the volume a lot harder.
Gotcha. I think the pick... To me, it always looks like the pictures are the trigger. In other words, whatever the picture combo or picture single picture is, that's the trigger, and I think that leads directly to the guy in the red hat. That's just my guess. But because they continue to do it after they set and stop, too.
That's a good question. Since I don't know the answer that well, that's a really good question.
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Since I don't know the answer to that as well as I should, that's a really good question.
You're listening to the Ask Ross segment being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the great 409 barbecue and tailgate wine at the gopsurv.com lot every home game weekend. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. That's Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. As always, bleed blue and white, folks. Drink blue and light. All right, we're continuing with your questions here in the Ask Ross. Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, Jim Tucker, or Jim Galante, excuse me.
It's my dad's name, Jim Tucker. That's funny.
Dan in New Hope, Pennsylvania asks, what is the ideal place to watch a Penn State game, Ross? Power rank these four viewing locations. Live at Beaver Stadium, live on the road at a rival stadium, at a bar, or on your couch. It's a pretty good question.
Yeah, where's this guy from?
He's from New Hope, that
which
would
is
be
in
Pennsylvania. He has PA on here, so I would have got that. Thanks, Jim. But I just, you know, want to make sure I got my stage.
You know, it's interesting because, like, for pro football, I would say unequivocally it's at your house.
At your house.
For me, it is.
With the red zone.
For me, it is.
Red zone. With
the red zone. But even if you're watching one game,
yeah,
to be, like, in, you know, your home theater or your man cave or whatever, to have it up there. But for Penn State, if it's a whiteout game, you got to be there.
Okay, so...
You got to be there. If it's a whiteout game against, like, an Ohio State or Michigan, you got it. There's just... There's something in the air, the electricity. It's special. I don't think it's a bar, but I've never really done that very much in my life, right? Because I've always was playing or broadcasting.
Right.
So I haven't done the bar thing very much.
I would think a bar is, like, just a poor similarity to be actually being there because you're in with a group,
right?
Probably a group of, but that's nowhere close to being at Beaver Stadium, especially like for a big game, for a night game, whiteout.
What's the other option? There's four, right?
At away a bar, game. On your couch, live.
Oh,
at
away game.
Live at the road rival stadium, like at that's the pretty cool. At Michigan,
that's pretty cool. I went to three Penn State Notre Dame games at Notre Dame
and in South,
and that was pretty cool. You know, to be in the little group of whites, like it's almost like it's us against the world. You
so
know?
What's your power ranking?
Also, it depends on that venue. I saw a game in Madison, which was a lot of fun. A Penn State Wisconsin game in Madison.
Was it the Hackenberg one that they won when he was a freshman?
No. This was many years ago. Oh. I was a blue dot in a red sea, but the people were so nice. And I think I hit every bar and
Wisconsin anyway, people are lot, nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Beer, brats, cheese. It's like all my food groups. I would say my power rings would be at Beaver Stadium 1.
Yep.
At your house 2, I'd say.
On your couch.
3 would be away stadium.
Got it.
4 would be bar. The benefits are of the bar, it's better at your house. You're not paying for the beer. At least it's a lot cheaper.
Right.
And you can have as many people over as you want. And you're on your couch. And your bathroom, there's no line. And it's your house, so you can boss everybody around.
You can flip over to another game during the commercials.
Yes. That's
always
you have Kevin providing the labat.
Yes. Good, Jim. Good sponsor plug there.
All right, let's go to Chad and Jerome. He says, as a Penn State fan, I'm tired of the national media telling me what I want, meaning Penn State fans should want Pitt and Penn State to continue. As a fan, I want to make the college football playoffs, and until Pitt is good enough to help us, I don't want to play them. 2 years ago, they beat us, and it cost us. Last year, we beat them, and we're told our out-of-conference schedule is not too good. I know a huge part of Big Ten play is 9 conference games. I don't want to play Pitt for these reasons. Your thoughts, Ross?
Disagree. I thought those are good reasons, by the way. That was a well-thought-out question. I mean, well-thought-out response. It wasn't really I guess he said your thoughts, Ross. That was a good job, Chad. Jerome, where's Jerome?
I don't know. There's no state next to it, so it just says Chad from Jerome.
By the way, just so you know.
He's probably Western PA because he's getting all the Pitt propaganda out.
Yeah, and I would say this, Chad. If you don't include the state, you're definitely not going to win. For all we know, Jerome is some planet we've never even heard of yet, right? So I disagree because I think rivalries matter. I think rivalries are important. I think playing games that people care about is a big deal. And I think people care about the Pitt game. And it's still an ACC school. It's still a Power 5 school. And if you're going to play a couple of MAC schools or whatever, play a Power 5 school like Pitt and go demolish them at Pittsburgh so you have a kid from Pittsburgh commit to your school the next, 2 days later.
All right.
I'm picking New Hope. Sorry, State College. Good question, State College, but I'm going New Hope.
Dan and New Hope, congratulations. 409 Tailgate Box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com, is coming your way. That's it for quarter 3 from the Labatt Blue Studio. Illinois Penn State preview coming up. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.